when you were carrying so much weight, was there a big difference in the quantity you were eating?
Yes, but not the way most people think. I was eating a lot less when I was overweight than I did when I went on to this way of eating. And the problem when I first went on to it, I couldn't eat that much food. I thought, how does anybody eat 14 ounces of vegetables in a meal? And I was like, oh, I couldn't do it. And what was fascinating for me is I couldn't even chew the vegetables. My jaw went into like a spasm because it wasn't used to chewing food, wasn't used to chewing vegetables. All my food that I'd got used to eating was very easy, soft. Some of it was convenience food. And even though to me in my head it was healthy food, it was food that didn't fulfill me. So I had to eat more of it. And it was just, I was choosing the wrong foods. And it left me feeling hungry all the time. And when I went on to Brightline Eating, it was just such a turnaround, or such a new way of eating, that you can eat this huge quantity of vegetables and then lose weight. It's a bit strange in my head at first. I always thought you ate less and you lost weight, but actually I'm eating more and losing weight. So it's not really the food. It was about alignment. So when I was aligned with my food, when I was comfortable and happy with my food, it allowed me to feel free and able to relax enough to let the weight go. If that makes sense. So it's a strange mind game, I feel, that it's we're so into thinking eat less, lose weight, eat less, lose weight. And that's not my experience at all. That it really is eat right, eat in an aligned way, and then everything works better. Everything works better. You know, my knees stop aching, my ankles stop swelling. I had loads of energy, constant energy all day. Sleep really well. God, yeah, I used to wake up all through the night, all sort of restless and achy. And I used to get out of bed in the morning and couldn't stand up straight for a while. You know, it took me a while to get my body all straight again. And now I can just leap out and I'm fine. So there's that alignment of energy and being aligned with your choices in life and being aligned with your food that allows your whole system to work so much better. You know, it's not about food. It's about alignment for me.
Were you eating all the time then through the day? Were you eating breakfast, lunch and dinner, or were you just grazing through the day?
I'd got into the habit of eating when I felt hungry. So some days I'd be hungry at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'd have my lunch early, which meant then I was hungry at 3 o'clock. So I'd have another meal at 3 o'clock. And then I was hungry again at seven. So I'd eat another meal at seven. And so what I was doing was when the emotions came up, I was comfort eating and then pushing the emotions down. But then after a few hours, the same emotions would come up and they'd keep coming up. And so I'd need to keep eating to push them down. So yeah, it's quite a revelation not to be in that place where I'm using food for comfort or using it as a tool to stuff my emotions down. It's nice just to use food as the physical thing that you put in the body. It's very separate to what I'm thinking, doing, experiencing in life. And they're very clear to me now that my body can give me feedback without me responding by bearing it with food.